Well, this past September, UpToDate looked at business life along Johnson Drive. The main thoroughfare of downtown Mission, Kansas, was undergoing a massive facelift from the center line right up to the doors of local shops. At that time, proprietors were feeling the pinch as access to their shops was restricted or forced to rear entrances if they were lucky enough to have one. This past weekend saw the official reopening of Johnson Drive as the orange cones came down and traffic once again moved smoothly along very new pavement. We've invited back the three folks who joined us in September to get their perspectives on the new and improved Johnson Drive. They are business owners Sandy Russell. She's co-owner of Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop on Johnson Drive. And Sandy, welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Nice to have.
Kelly Mack is the proprietor of Max Ace Hardware on Johnson Drive. Kelly, how are you today?
Hey, I'm well, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
And representing the city of Mission is Emily Randall. She's the public information officer. And Emily, good to have you, too.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Emily, refresh us on the scope of this construction that went from basically Lamar to Knoll. What were the major renovations being done to the road?
Yeah, we had major reconstruction. It was utility upgrades and relocations, as well as brand new sidewalks, brand new parking stalls, brand new drive lanes, smooth asphalt is what you see now, improved landscaping and pedestrian features such as seat walls and things like that.
You did the whole thing in one fell swoop here, right?
We did. We figured let's get in there and let's make it like we want it.
Yeah. Okay. And when did the construction start and how long was it supposed to take?
Utility work began at the summer-fall range of 2013. Our official contract with our contractor started in March of this year.
And did it come in on budget?
On budget and on time so far. Yeah. We've got 2 weeks left.
Kelly, I can only imagine it's not over soon enough for you. How are you? How did you manage it?
It was difficult to manage. It's not quite over yet. There's still some work that has to be done in front of our building here, but hopefully that'll be finished up as soon as the weather breaks a little bit. It's been a tough road. There's no doubt about it. Sales have been down considerably, and it's going to be a long haul getting customers back in the door.
What does Johnson Drive look like now compared to before this big makeover?
It looks a little barren, actually, if you look down the street. Of course, before we had trees, mature trees and that type of thing, and they're just now starting to put small trees in, which obviously will mature over the next couple of decades. So that'll be nice at that point. A lot of concrete. You're seeing a lot of sidewalk and a lot of concrete out here now.
I want to get our listeners involved here. If you've been down that road, how do you rate the new Johnson Drive compared to the old? Was the wait worth it? 816-235-2888 is our number here. Again, 816-235-2888. You can also tweet us at KCUR UpToDate. Sandy Russell with the Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop. How did you manage this thing? Because your story was a little bit different than Kelly's when you were here the last time.
Right. We just kept our momentum. We kept our positive attitude and made everybody feel more welcome and appreciated. You know, we couldn't thank them enough for coming through all the mess and everything else. And I think that through all of that, the people that would come in would say, you know, it wasn't the fact that was I coming or wasn't I coming? It was how I was going to get there. So that made us feel really good that, you know, we had something there that people were willing to fight the traffic.
If I remember correctly, you talked about having a back door to your shop that maybe proved pretty helpful to get yourself through all this construction. Tell us about that.
We do. We were lucky enough to have the back door. And so anybody's, you know, when they said, well, if you can't get through the front door, try the back door. And I said, you know, my truck's out back. And if you can't find a parking place, park behind me. You know, just whatever it takes to get in to if you want to be here, you know, be here. So.
And folks, use your back door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were coming in and, you know, it's like, I had no idea there was a back door here. And it's like, well, now you know. Now you can use it. You know, it's not limited to just the construction project because we have a lot of employers behind our building.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those employees do come in the back door.
Kelly, you didn't have the benefit of a back door, but you do have a side door, if I remember correctly.
Well, we get a side garage door that we receive through, and we did have it open for, what, about 6 weeks there because the only access to the store was through the side door. So we did have that open. Not the most attractive way to come through, but certainly customers didn't seem to mind coming through the back door.
And that went on for about 6 weeks, Kelly?
About 6 weeks, I believe, so the front of the building was torn up with a sidewalk replacement, yeah.
That's such a long time. That is such a long time. I know your shop so well. Really have appreciated shopping there for many years, and I can only imagine how difficult that was on you.
Well, it was certainly a challenge. I mean, I think we were like Cindy. We were certainly thankful to every customer that came in for fighting, the construction situation, and certainly we were very grateful for those that did make it to our location.
Okay, 816-235-2888. We want to know how you what you think of the new Johnson Drive now that all this construction is finally finished in Mission, Kansas. There, let's go back to some calls, and Allison from Mission. Allison, you're on Up to Date.
Hi. I've heard I've heard some people saying that Mission's kind of a dying city, and I want to know how we're going to attract new businesses. And some businesses have left, and I'm a little concerned about that.
Emily Randall from the city of Mission, did you lose some businesses in the course of all this?
Yeah, some moved out. We had a couple that we think were kind of on the way before even we got started. And then we counted, and we were mentioning that last time we were here, that we had 8 new businesses come in between the time we got started in March and now. We're really
so you had more new businesses come in than businesses you lost then.
We did. And we're really excited to have our new tenants down in the street, and they've really jumped in with both feet. And as a part of our reopening last weekend, a lot of those new businesses participated with special sales and kind of the relaunch. And the energy that they bring to the street is just really, really exciting.
What kinds of businesses are they?
Well, we've got Mission Repair Express. They're a computer, iPod, iPhone repair company, a photography company, a fly fishing supply store, actually.
Really?
A hair
fly fishing supplies.
That's right. We've
in
got
Mission,
it all
Kansas?
In downtown Mission. That's right. And then a hair salon, Indigo Rose Hair Salon, Abode, as a home decor store came in. And then we're really excited to welcome in the bar. The Bar West family is opening a new bar and grill at the corner of Beverly and Johnson Drive next month. And we think that's going to really bring fun new energy to the strip.
Well, I want to check that out. I want to check out the fly fishing store. Why is a fly fishing store located in Mission, Kansas? Or do you know the answer to that?
Well, it's a great – I mean, we have a number of really unique businesses down in that area and business owners who will work for you. I mean, they do whatever it takes, and you can kind of find almost anything in Mission.
How many vacancies, Sandy, are along Johnson Drive now in the stretch we're talking about here between Lamar and Null? What are we seeing out there now?
I had the opportunity on Saturday to just walk the street.
Yeah.
I walked it from one end to the other. There are I was trying to think when you were asking me, probably, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 buildings that, mm-hmm. Had release signs. And so it's not really, I would say probably we're at least 80-85% occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting just to kind of walk it.
Kelly Mack, does that sound right to you, about 80 or 85% occupied, or how are you seeing it?
Well, that sounds a little high. I don't think it's quite that much, but it's probably pretty close to that, actually, Steve. Maybe about 75%. I guess the killer is up here is that these buildings have been vacant for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's been several years that some of these storefronts have been empty. So hopefully, that the new construction will bring new businesses back into the area, and then this place will start to thrive. I think it will eventually. It's just I don't think it's going to happen overnight. It's going to take a while for customer base to start to return to Mission to recreate that habit of shopping Mission.
Because hardware stores, and you've told me this in the past, it depends on lots of cars driving by, and it is sort of a habit kind of business, right?
For us, it is, and it's a lot of our business is that quick stop in. I need to pick this up on the way to work, on the way home from work, during lunch. That type of shopper. They've got a little project they need to do after dinner, so they swing in real fast. They pick up what they need and go on their way. We certainly didn't see that for the past year and a half. Those shoppers are completely gone. So it's going to take us here at the store a little while to recreate that habit of shoppers stopping in and picking up their items.
And Kelly, what are you doing to bring folks back to Mac Hardware?
No, we're still doing the, you know, the same old thing we've been doing for a while here. Our email, our Facebook, our Twitter, we're hammering those hard. We're still keeping those going. Looking at coming out in after the first of the year and reintroducing direct mail circulars too to try to drive traffic back into this area
yeah.
and into our business.
Let's go back to some phone calls as we talk about the renewal of Johnson Drive in Mission. The road's back open. The orange cones are beginning to disappear here. Rick from Kansas City, Missouri. Rick, good morning.
Hi, thanks for doing a program on this because I love that district out there.
I do too.
I
do too, Rick. Yeah.
Stores, and I just think it's kind of a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about the area. So hopefully this will raise awareness for people to not go to the chain store, maybe go to one of those shops. But I just
couldn't agree with you more, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I have a negative note first and then a positive one. The negative one is for the city for cutting down all the trees and basically taking 2 years to put back what was already there, which is two lanes of traffic on either side with parking and sidewalks, and for the merchants to endure all that. I don't know how they did it, but I'm thankful that they did. And the positive note is just the wonderful stores and shops that are out there. When you walk in the hardware store, there's somebody there to greet you and ask you what you need, and it's really a nice district, and I'm so glad we have it, and maybe more people in Kansas City and the surrounding areas can visit now that they're
yeah.
reopened for business.
Good comments, Rick.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. And Emily, I'm wondering about the trees. What's the status of that? Did you lose a lot of trees, and what's replacing them?
Yeah, I remember early days we talked about, depending on the grading or, you know, what could we do in terms of saving the trees. You know, a lot of them, honestly, were in rough shape. Street trees have a tough row to hoe.
We are
planting back 51 trees. Of all varieties, and those are actually some of them going in today. The landscaping,
and they're little trees, I imagine, pine
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, they are.
It's a long way to go here.
They'll need to grow exactly, but we removed everything that was in the area, so they would not have been able to survive when we replaced and even relocated in some cases the landscaping areas.
Mm-hmm.
So the landscaping beds, I think, will be extremely attractive. There are, you know, they're really augmented in terms of a plan for the street walkability and the pleasure of being out on the street. So we have, you know, rose bushes coming, grasses, perennials, and ground cover that will be planted in the spring for the winter months. We've got the trees going in now and the woody bushes, and then the entire area will be mulched. So, you know, we'll soften the look a bit as we go through the winter months, and then come spring we'll have a really attractive look.
And so the hope here is what? What does Mission hope this district turns out to be?
Well,
what is it going to look like?
Yeah, and I think we're all seeing hints of the dream coming true already. Last weekend was a really good example. We had a lot of great foot traffic, even with the threat of a snowstorm. It's the notion that Mission isn't a place where you just now pull up in front of a store, grab what you need, and leave again. It is the notion that there are a lot of attractive options up and down that entire
stretch.
You want
folks to stay for a while.
Yeah, park your car and have lunch and then wander and look in the store windows, pop in and grab something fun. And there's just a lot to see there. And the business owners are exceptional in terms of welcoming you, you know, knowing your name and offering you something
yeah.
that's really unique and fun. And so we just want to build on that.
I know we talked about this last time, Emily, but did the city consider sort of abating property taxes for a while to sort of help the mom and pop shops get through what was a very, very difficult period here?
We did. We heard a lot about that. Effort of fairness, you know, cities are responsible for improving its infrastructure. That's just a part of life. And we had done road projects in other areas of the city and not offered such incentives. And so we quickly realized that to be fair and equitable, that was going to be really hard just in practical terms to
yeah.
pull off. So what we tried to do instead was augment really the PR approach, you know, try to really keep this project in front of people's minds, to offer the drawings and the fun kind of cash prizes that we did
mm-hmm.
in terms of shopping Mission contests throughout the summer months. We did a lot of activity through this past weekend with the additional special. Just trying to keep eyes on the street, keep people's awareness, and building that incentive to stick with these business owners through the project.
Yeah. Kelly, Matt, can you imagine Mac Hardware doing even better in the months to come once you get past this transition period? Is the upside here better than it was before, or do you not feel that way?
Well, for us, I'm not sure that there's that big of an upside to the way the city has been designed for our particular style of business. There again, Steve, I mean, our customers, for the most part over the years, they want to get in, they want to get out because they've got projects to do. And that's, you know, that's pretty much who we've catered to for, you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city itself will benefit, yes. I think the city itself will certainly do much better overall. With the change, I mean, it's just been a tough hole to go through, and you know, you always expect, and we're always told that a business would drop off, but you just don't understand or realize how much that's going to impact your business until such a time it actually happens. So now this is behind us. We're looking forward to moving forward and going from this, you know, from here on out.
Cindy Russell with Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop. Do you see an upside here going forward?
I most certainly do. Mm-hmm. You know, Johnson Drive was off-roaders' dream. You know, it was I had to have my car realigned three times. So, mm-hmm. you know, it was just a hazard. And people were avoiding Johnson Drive even before the construction mm-hmm. because it was just too rough of a road. So I think that, you know, I mean, we've got smooth sailing now. We've got a really nice, clean look, and it's very walkable. It's very inviting. It's clean, you know.
And here you go. Ken from Mission. Ken, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've lived in the Mission area for about 23 years. And I know that this has been very difficult. It's kind of like remodeling a home. Once you get the new home and you're able to move into it, it's spacious and you have a lot of opportunity to move furniture around and do things that you want to do. So I think it's been a real benefit for the city. I know it's been very difficult for the businesses. And those of us that live in Mission certainly have tried to continue
right.
to attend the businesses in the area and making sure that they know that we value them and want to keep them around. So it's been a good plan, and I think that Sylvester Powell would be proud if he were here. Hmm.
Ken, thanks very much. He's referring to the former mayor of Mission, Zeke, from the Roland Park area. Good morning.
Good morning. I drove on the street this past Sunday. It looked very magnificent. Hmm. It's a wow kind of effect it gives you. However, the businesses or the buildings around it look outdated. So maybe, you know, the owners or the business owners, if they do some makeover on it, I think it would be perfect. But the road looks very, very fine. They have done an outstanding job.
All right, Zeke. Thank you very much for the call. And Emily, I guess the other big issue here is the ongoing questions about the Mission Gateway project. And are you going to get something down there or not? Now there's talk about a Walmart store and maybe folks had hoped for a whole lot more at one point.
Right. Yeah. We have heard, you know, the news blew up last week. We heard from the developer about a new plan, but no official application has been made yet. So City Council stands by for more detail on what that might take shape as.
Okay. I want to thank Sandy Russell, the co-owner of the Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop. Sandy, good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Kelly Mack, the proprietor of Mack's Ace Hardware. And Kelly, always good to have you. Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks again, Steve. Have a great day.
You bet. And with the City of Mission, Emily Randall, and good luck to all of you getting back on your feet. Hope things go well for everybody. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.